It was never that I disagreed with your stand, Padme, said Bail, looking at her. Not in principle. It was only that I feared...
I was being naive? She shrugged. I know that. And perhaps I was. Certainly I'd be a hypocrite now, wouldn't I, to complain about the army when it saved my life.
As well as lives on every planet the Separatists now wish to rip from the Republic by force, Palpatine added. Including, it would seem, Coruscant itself. This is why I want you with me, Bail, so you can see what we're fighting for. Your scruples are worthy, but are they worth innocent lives? Come, I have an airspeeder waiting for us.
There was no question of declining Palpatine's invitation. Padme nodded at Bail, then fell into step beside him to follow Palpatine out of the committee chamber's rarely used executive exit. As they made their way through a labyrinth of corridors to his private shuttle bay, the Supreme Chancellor beckoned her to his side.
I wonder if you've heard about our good friend Master Kenobi.
Yes, Chancellor. Do you know how he is?
Alas, no, said Palpatine. I spoke briefly with Master Yoda a short time ago, and all he could tell me was that the temple's healers were doing their best.
She nodded.
I see. Oh, Anakin, she thought. Then she said, But did Master Yoda at least sound hopeful?
Hopeful? Said Palpatine. I'm afraid I can't say, my dear. Mostly he sounded like Master Yoda. Convoluted and inscrutable. Still, he patted her shoulder, the temple's healers did a splendid job with young Anakin. We must have faith they can do the same for Master Kenobi.
Padme nodded again, feeling numb.
Yes, we must.
Palpatine sighed.
I can only imagine how poor Anakin is feeling, he said, his voice catching. He's terribly fond of Master Kenobi, you know, even though our esteemed Jedi friend is so frequently disapproving. I do wish there was something I could do for him, find a way to ease his pain. For you know, as much as I respect and admire the Jedi, Padme, at times their insistence on emotional detachment almost seems, well, unkind. And Anakin, my goodness, he's not like other Jedi, is he? He's far more sensitive, more easily hurt. He needs people who love him, people whom he knows care for him. Not despite his passionate nature, but because of it.
He sighed again.
At least knowing him as I do from such a young age, that's what I believe. But then, I'm not a Jedi.
It was a moment before she could trust herself to speak.
However strange and difficult their ways seem to us, Chancellor, I'm sure the Jedi believe that what they're doing is right.
Oh, I'm sure too, said Palpatine. But I wonder how many ill things are done by those who believe that what they're doing is right. Ah, here we are.